Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In a motion.
Fill me up.
Yes. Fill me up. Yes.
Yes, yes, he only one can do it. He can build you up, brother. You know, I thank God always, man, for this opportunity, man, to just uplift him today, man, because we find out that he's worthy to be praised, man, to the rising on the sun and the going down, Lord, because he know that, hey, Brother Randy, that he the one woke us up.
Yeah,
he the one got us started on this day, this fresh, brand new day, you know, that what he even promised to us. You know, we thank God for all the prayers and the praises go up. Till we find out when you put God first, man, and especially in your everyday life, man, everything runs. It don't exempt you from problems and trials, but it what it does is help you to go through them, though. You understand what I'm saying, brother man? It helps you to go through them.
Yeah.
And this is a time of need that we know that we're going to go through a few things. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it takes a lot, what we're doing right now, Brother Randy. We try to present God every day. You know what I'm talking about? And starting our day out with it. I remember a time it was a lot that was on the back line, you know. And that's what we did, you know. Just lifting up God's name, you know. Come up in and giving the word every day. We went through the word every day, man. And I'm going to tell you something, man. You can't, when you're serving God, man, you got to serve him in season and out of season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we make plans. We make plans and we make plans. But I told
brother,
you, man,
he said choose. He said choose. He first, who you going to serve. He said choose. He first, who you going to serve.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Go on, brother.
No, you good. You good. Good. I like that because, you know, some things we put before God, man. You know, as a believer, we got to start giving God more of us, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because he gave his only begotten son, man. And he sacrificed for that. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I told him, man, today, I said, you'd be surprised how much we sacrifice to do what we do every day because we have to try to live up the bloodstained banner. You know, and then one thing I've learned, though, Brother Randy, sometimes we want to be encouraged. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we want to be ministered to. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we don't just want to hear a testament of someone, but God, what great thing God has done. Even if the circumstances is speaking in advance, you know how we do. When somebody says, hey, you can't do that, but I'll tell you one thing. If you have faith of a mustard seed, that's what the Bible said, you can be able to remove mountains. So I trust in that. I really believe that you can, if you just believe, you know, mustard seed, the smallest seed is, man, but it come out to be the biggest tree in the forest, man. So I do know God is able, brother man. You know what? I'm going to do this here so we can make a way in here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yes.
Lord, we come with our hearts open up to you, Lord. Lord, we just come, Lord, just asking you, Father God, to have your way, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to just on your listeners, Lord, in their heart, Lord, that they have a receptive spirit, Lord, to hear your word, Lord, that we go a little farther in your word today, Lord, not just be just hearers of your word, but doers of your word, Lord. Lord, guide our heart, Lord, that we as we decrease, you increase, Lord. Lord, if there's anything distracting us right now, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, if we come in a bold way, Lord, to telling the folks that you are God. And you are our God.
Yes.
You created heavens and earth. Lord, we just want to proclaim you today, Lord. And we stand on promise that we love you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord. And we ask you to cover every show. Anybody that's trying to lift up your name, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to increase in that matter, Lord. Whether it's on this show, whether it's on the With the Dolls show, whether any show that's trying to lift up your name, Lord. We just ask you to come in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're in a perilous time right now, Lord. Folks are doing a lot of things out there, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you, let it be a word to speak today and encourage the people to be a light, Lord, in this old dark world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother
Brandon? Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen, my brother.
You know, I love that song. He was singing that Tasha Cobbs said, feel me, Lord.
Feel me, Lord.
You know, feel me. Yeah, feel me. You know, feel me, Lord, with your presence, you know. You know, talking about, you know, sometimes things, you don't wake up on the good side all the time, brother, man. Sometimes you work on the bad side. You know, something might be going on, you know, and you want God to fill you with his presence. Lord, give me some peace. So I want to look at something, man, because it's been a struggle with most of us, you know what I'm talking about? Might not be a lot of us. I want to look at this love. You know, love is the fulfilling of the law. But don't hang your hat on love only. But I want you to look at this law, what this law consists of, you know, how everybody, you know, if you don't watch it, you'll be teaching and preaching the law, you know. So let's see what the scripture says about how you're supposed to present God's word, you know, about the law. You know, I look at it, brother. I look at it, the scripture is very plain over here in Matthew 5 and 17, brother man. Look how it read.
Right here with you. Come on.
Look how it read, bro. It said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophet. I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill." You know, every time we get there and we try to get ourselves wrapped around what he mean about, he said he didn't come to change the law. He didn't come to this earth and then, you know, how folks say we don't live on the law. You know, but that's far they go with it. But the reason why he said, with our people said it, because we believe in grace. We believe that we're under grace right now. We believe that we live with his grace right now, but then also let's go a little farther than that with that understanding that, bro. Because he said, I think we missed this part out, brother man. It might not be, I might be the only one. Look how he read. I'm gonna read this one more time. He said, "Think not that I come to destroy the law." Now look what that part is. It's a comma there, or the prophets. You know, we hang on the law, but he said, all the prophets. So there were some prophets came before teaching God's word that there was going to be a Messiah coming. There was going to be someone come amongst you that you least expected, and it's going to come and be your Messiah, your king. And he said he didn't come to change. He came to fulfill everything they preached about. You know, we've been teaching about how Moses, and we've been teaching about Aaron, we've been teaching about Isaiah, but now we come to a part of time, this law, you know what I'm talking about? He didn't change it, brother. He ain't come to do it, but he fulfilled that law. How did he fulfill that, brother man? He fulfilled it because he was tempted on every hand, brother man. Brother man, he was tempted on every hand, but you know what he did, brother man? He didn't sin, though. He didn't see it. What he did, he took all that in, and look what he did, brother man. And he said, "I would die for it." Can you imagine lying on you? Can you imagine someone assassinate your character? Can you imagine that you know could have killed that whole situation? And when they were trying to scorn him, but what he did, he held his peace. You know what I'm talking about? For me and you, man. For you, me and you, and everyone on this phone, he held his peace. Because he said, I'm going right here for a minute because I want to hit this home. I want you to understand. He said, all the prophets, and I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill it. And he done it, man. He done it. He fulfilled what he said he's going to accomplish. And look at this here, man. Look what he said. He said, "For verily I say unto you, till heavens and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law." Look what he said. To all be fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? I'll just explain it a while ago, but can I explain it again? He covered it, man. He covered it. He took everything to Calvary. So me and yourself, that we can don't have to worry about what doing like they did. They had an old way doing it, right, brother man? What they did, they took bullocks, they took bulls, took it to the altar for a sacrifice for their sin, and had to take it to the priest. Help me, Holy Spirit. So the priest, yeah. What he does, he take the animal, man, and he sit it down. But what the priest had to do? He had to go in there and get prayer and sacrifice himself. So what they did, brother, yeah. they tied a rope around him, brother Randy. They tied a rope around him and put a bell on the end in his ephod. You know, they call it a tuff. And they tied it.
Yeah.
When he goes in front of the holiness, if he didn't run right, he'll die right there. They heard
him.
They couldn't ever hear him. And why it took him so long, so they come up with a method. They come up with a method to see, okay, we're going to find out if he died in the present. We hear that bell, say, ding-a-ling-a-ling. So they pull him out. You know what I'm talking about, brother? So we don't have to worry about that. But Jesus went to Calvary.
Mm.
You know, and took it all with him because he fulfilled everything of the law. You know what he did? Number one commandment, what he tell us, we should love our Lord with all our heart, with all our might. Nothing should separate you from the love of God. Nothing. You know, then he didn't leave it there. This was the hard part, brother man. He gave us another commandment, Lord. You know what he gave us? Number one? He said we should love our what? Our neighbor as we love ourselves. Are you really loving your neighbor? Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Are you really loving your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? I ain't talking about when you go out your door. You know what I'm talking about? You got one on the right, you got one on the left, you got one across. I ain't talking about just that person. I'm talking about the one that, hey, I'm in Texas, you in what? Detroit. Can I love you? You know what I'm talking about? And then what? Watch this, brother, man. Don't always give love to somebody who can pay it back. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't always give love to someone you know can pay it back. Give love to that person who will not be able to give it back to as well. Why are you going there? Why? Because love covers a multitude of thoughts.
It covers it, man.
You read one day about the propitiation. Propitiation, if you define that word, it tells you he covered us with his blood.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy. He covered us. I don't care what last year or what you're about to do today, he covered it. I know I'm right about it. All you got to do is repent from it. Now watch this, brother, man. I'm trying to get in the word. When you repent from it, that means when you asking God to remove what's causing you to stumble. And when you ask God to remove it, you got to hear God's voice. If it's lying, hear God say, don't lie. If it's stealing, hear God say, don't steal. If it's killing, hear God say, don't kill. If you're backbiting, hear God say, don't do this. These things you need to hear. What's what I mean by that? But the Holy Ghost will help you, man. You got to have something to feel that void. If you don't get nothing to feel that void, it'll come back seven times more, brother Randy. It'll come back more than what you had the first time. Oh, no running about it. That's why he said the word, the heaven and earth, all it will pass, but not. Look what he said. Not the word of God, though. It's going to always remain. That's what he said when he said about the law. He said, I'm in verse 19. I'm verse 19 now. Verse 19. Matthew 5 and 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach men. Look what he said. So he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. For whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called greater in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I know right about it. For I say unto you. That's what he said. For I say, this stuff is in red, man. That means Jesus, right?
Oh, it's Jesus. In red.
That means Jesus speaking right now. He said, for I say unto you that except the righteousness should exceed the righteous of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. God's trying to break down that stony heart, right? So what it is, right here, he said, if you teaching these words and you teaching people to live under the law, you will be judged by the law. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to be judged what you're teaching them about. But if you teach them righteousness, right? The righteousness of God. Could I find out how God said to Abraham? He said, "Your faith I counted unto righteousness." Somebody got to believe, you know. Because I found out one thing about this whole body we live in: we're gonna make mistakes, brother. We're going to make a lot of mistakes, this whole body. You know why I know this, Jim? Because I know I made a lot of them. You know what I'm talking about, brother? Have you ever made some mistakes and you said,
Oh, yes. Oh,
I'm talking about, since you've been on the kingdom, since you've been holding on to the bus stand, you know, you get up praying and you still made a mistake. See, it ain't how you make a mistake. It's not how you make a mistake, brother. It's how you get up, brother. Man. It's how you get out get out there, pit it for it, and get up, dust your feet off, and keep on pushing, man. Because he died. That don't give you the license to sin, though. It don't give you the license to sin. Now, can I say that again? It don't give you the license to sin. It don't cause you to get out there, brother, Randy, and just do what you want to do. Like look at here. Let's put our hands on something. I like how you do it. Let's put our hand on something. Let's go to Ephesians right there, chapter 2, brother Randy.
What are you saying, my brother?
Ephesians. Yeah, chapter 2. Ephesians, chapter 2. Yeah, we're going to look at something here. Because I want to look at this. I want to look at this law, man. I'm trying to let us know that it has been fulfilled. Jesus had done it, but it don't give us a license to sin, though. It don't give us a license to sin, though. And I know you cannot get in by works alone, but you're going to have to put some effort in to serve on this battlefield. You're going to have to take time out and get in the Word. Look what he said, brother, Randy. I'm in 2-1. 2-1.
Made alive in Christ. Come on,
He said, and you have... Look what he said, and you had he quickened who were dead in transgression and sin. Now, what did he say that, by the way? You know, I like to teach, man. I like to kind of, you know, give it in there. Look what he said. He said, you were really brought out of death to light from what you did from
me. Yeah.
I go, somebody said, man, I ain't dead. I'm still alive. I'm walking here. What are you talking about? I'm talking about that spiritual man. I'm talking about that spiritual man is not dead anymore because of his death and burial and resurrection. He said, I brought you from that. Look what he said. Where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of this earth, and the spirit that now worketh in you and the children of disobedience. Are you with me? Look what he said. I got to slow it down. He told us, he said, in time you were walking like the world, Brother Randy. He said, but now look at this here. These things people try to deal with is the physical part of it, but it's a spiritual thing here. You're not wrestling with the flesh. You're wrestling with the flesh, with the spirit, but when you are talking to somebody, if somebody did you wrong, man, you don't have to go to nobody with no fist in your hand, a fist in your pocket. You know what you do? You give them to Jesus, man. You turn over to Jesus. What I mean by that? You're humble is the way, man. Taught me the other day, brother, man, I got to show some humility, man. That's what Jesus did. He took on death. I'm not Jesus. Let me tell you something. I know we're not Jesus, but you know what I can tell you? He resides in you, don't he? he lives in you, don't he? There's nothing wrong with that. If he lived in you, you'd be like he said. He said, now walk in the children of disobedience. This is what's happening to this world right now. So when you detach yourself from God, right, now you're walking like with the people walking in the world. That's what he's saying. He said, amongst whom also we have our conversation in time past of lusting about our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. It should be a different, brother Randy. I had to tie it up like this. It should be a different from us in the world.
Yes.
It should be a different, brother Randy, from us in the world. What I mean by this, because look, I'm going to be redundant when I say this here. Don't you know that Jesus is looking down at you right now? Don't you know God is
definitely
looking at your mind and your heart right now? He know what every woman and man thinking right now on this phone. He know what they're thinking even outside this phone. He know what your attention going to be, what you think you got yourself. Plan out what you all want to do, and he want us to have the nature of him, not of this world. That's why he said in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his greater love. Look, there you go. There you go now. Well, with what? He loves us. Can I read it again?
Yeah.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his greater love, wherewith he loved us. I love that part every time I read it, because you know Jesus had to love us, man. He had to, God, when he sent his son, he had to truly love us to come on this earth and die for a wicked person like us. Watch this, brother, man. You wouldn't even thought of it. Myself, when he thought of it, he done this, yeah. But he reached internally and got us. Oh, I know him right about it.
Yeah.
He reached internally. He went down through generations before you even born and died for that. He knew you was going to mess up, brother. He knew brother was going to mess up. That's why he said his he said, you know, when you say rich, you think about if he do the little money thing, you think that, you know, the person rich, he got more than the most. But when you got rich of God, you got the rich of God's mercy. Come on, man. You can't even, I don't care how much money they got in foreign office. You know, I don't care how much money they got in the trust fund or savings. You know, I don't care what they got in their 401. Nothing can pass God's richest mercy that he had for. We said it, we started off here, brother, man. What did we do? He said, we didn't do what? Nothing on yesterday.
Nothing on yesterday. Hey.
Yesterday. I don't care how you pay the bill. Pick somebody up, shut the door, tell them I love you. It wasn't nothing on yesterday. You did so great. He'll allow you to be. It had to be because of his mercy. You can keep doing what you're doing, but that ain't going to get you in there. You know what's going to get you in there? It's going to be because of his mercy. It's going to be because of his love. Don't let nobody hold you up to all these things that they know they can't even keep. That's what he's talking about the Pharisees a while back. Don't let nobody hold you there. He said, even, let me tie both of these together. Four and five. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his greater love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, brother. You hear what I say? I really already explained it.
Yeah,
has quickened us together with Christ. But look what he said, by grace you are saved.
By grace.
Oh, but
I like the way I really like it, how I said it. In a new international version, brother.
Listen,
give me 1 second right here so I can grab, because I'm looking back at it. But it said a little
I'm going to give you 2 seconds. Come on.
Listen how I read in that new international version. It says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air, which is the devil, my brother. Oh, help me, help the spirit. The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
Uh-oh.
It says all of us also lived amongst them at one time, gratifying the craving of the flesh and following the desires and thoughts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, it just read a little bit different in the New International Version. It says, like the rest, we were by natural nature deserving of rest.
That's it.
But because of his great love for us, Brother Eric, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, for me to hear. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions.
Come on, man.
It is by grace you have been saved. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me.
There you go. I like that.
Come on, brother. Come on with it.
Hey, you know what? What I love about it so much? Because it's mercy.
You know, hear me, man.
I mean, don't skip the mercy. Then he didn't leave it there. Grace came.
Yeah,
he didn't need it, but he reminded us where we come from. Ephesians 4. I mean, chapter 2, verse number, what was that, 4 and 5? It reminded it reminded us, Brother Randy, how far we come. You know, Brother D. Don't forget about it. Don't even forget about it. You open, Brother D. Don't forget about the what God has you all right today. Don't look down on nobody like you didn't overcome the world and you look down on your brothers, your sisters. We supposed to lift one another up. We supposed to be there. I know. I know they some hard hitters. You was too, and probably still is. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the grace of God, if it weren't for His mercy, man, don't you think we get up out like this every morning just because we just feel like that we didn't have nothing else to do? Man, shit, I'm at work right now. You know what? And I still know how it's supposed to go. Because we're trying to lift up the kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? Because I can remember when I was tied up in that world. That's what he was saying. But you've been quickened now. You know what I'm talking about? And he said, you've been rose up. And it wasn't just because you did something so good, because Jesus did it. He fulfilled it, brother. He fulfilled that law. So me and you can have this opportunity to teach and preach his word. Now, let me go back and do this again. Let me go back so I can run on a little bit. I'm going to go back because I know we read it twice. Let me read it one more time. But God, I'm in verse 4, chapter 2, Ephesians.
Yeah.
But God, I like that part. Who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. Look what he said. But he said, by grace you are saved, and look what he said, have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show. Look what he said now. The what? Exceedingly rich, I like that word again, of grace in his kindness toward us through what? Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you
Jesus
something.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. This might not work. Y'all might get mad when I say this here. I love our pastor. I love our ministers. I love our deacons. I love teachers. I love everything. If we're not teaching them Jesus Christ, if we're not lifting up the kingdom, and we getting them folks to look what we pastor did, look what we minister did, look, that pastor should be pointing at you to Jesus. Because let the truth be told, when none of us went to Calvary and got up in that bar tomb, he said it was because he looked through us towards Jesus Christ. That, I don't know what you would say, number 7. The last part, number 7, it said towards us through Christ Jesus. He didn't look it through no other person.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say nothing about Moses.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say nothing about Aaron. He didn't say about David. He didn't say nothing about Solomon. He didn't say about no. He said through Jesus. So we got to present Jesus. The teaching and the preaching has to be proper. It has to be shown that even a babe can understand it, and they want to intake the food. You know what I'm talking about, right? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Put your finger right there. Because I must go eat something right there. I got to go eat something. Don't take your hand. Let's go Jeremiah 15 then. I want you to eat with me. Let's go. I want you to keep your finger on Ephesians 2 because we're going right back.
Keep
there.
Keep it right there.
But I want you to go to Jeremiah. I want you to go to Jeremiah 15. Now, I'm gonna start at verse 15 because I want to eat something. You eat something? Yeah, I'm gonna start at 15. Jeremiah 15.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it. Oh Lord, thou knowest and remember me. And visit me and revenge me of my persecution. Take me now away. Look what he said. In thy long suffering. Well, you're talking to him now, brother. Talking to him.
You're talking
know
to
that.
Him. Yeah.
He said, know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Know that for the thy sake, I have suffered rebuke. I'm going to do this one more time because you might can put your name here. Oh, Lord, have you ever been there? He didn't say, Father God, Abraham, I, Jacob. He praying to him.
He
I'm going to skip
Lord.
All that ritual stuff, y'all. Know. I'm going to say, oh, Lord.
I'm
we say,
I'm
we say, our Father. He said, O Lord, thou knowest and remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecution. He looked and said, and take me not away in my long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy word was found, and I did eat them. And I'm gonna tell you now. It don't sound crazy now. When he said eating, he talking about he's reading this word. He's taking this word. He's digesting that word. Now it's living in him. Now it's coming out. Look what he said. I did eat them. He said, "Thy word was unto me joy and rejoice of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
He said, "I was called by thy name, O Lord, thou God of hosts." Have you ever called on the Lord, man? After you didn't read his word? You know, every time once you start getting a personal relationship with God and you start reading his word, man, it will start making you happy. You know what I'm talking about? Because you know that there's some assurance there. There's some promises there. But Jeremiah was trying to get connected to God's heart. So he tell him, "I ate your word, and I put it in my heart, and I started rejoicing with it." That's why I could understand Jesus sitting over here in Ephesians 2 and 7 again, when he's talking about that in that age, I'm over here, that they come, he might show the exceedingly riches in grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's why I can understand when Jeremiah was eating. Have you ate God's word this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are. We're eating it right now.
Hey, brother,
have you ever went to an all-you-can-eat buffet? Have you ever went to an all-you-can-eat buffet? Yeah, you know. Every time you open that scripture, you say, "That's I'm going, brother Eric. I'm going. Let's go over here. I'm going. You're eating this word. You're going to this word. And you eating that word. Let me ask you something. Can I eat with your brother Randy?"
I got enough for you, my brother. I got enough for you.
Okay. That's how I can understand. He said it's exceedingly rich of his grace and kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. He looked through us through Jesus, man. He see us through Jesus. He's not seeing us through all the bumps and bruises. He see us through Jesus. He has to filter our life through Jesus. He can't filter our lives because we think we walk in this world. I don't care how much I've been trying to do right, I'm going to make mistakes. Brother Randy, I might well, this John said, you might think I'm hating on you. Don't you know you're going to make mistakes, man? Don't you know you're going to bump your head? But you know what?
Yeah.
You can get on. You can get on. Be encouraged. Get on up. Get on what? I'm going to go there. I'm going there. He said, "For by grace," I'm in verse 8. I'm in 2nd Ephesians in 8. I'm in verse 8. He says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not yourself." Now, hold up now. I've been saying that, right? "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works," which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, I just gave you all of that before I even read it. Let me do it again. Scripture bags up us. He bags us up. When you study to show yourself approved, man, you can almost be by verse what you just said. What we just said, I told you, we come over by faith, not by our words. That's what he said in verse 8. He said, "It was grace that saved you. It wasn't your word. It was the gift of God." He said, "Let," because what would we do if we thought we did it, brother? Man? Verse 10, verse 9 said, "We'll start boasting. I did this."
you hear what I said?
Yeah. You didn't trust me. You don't trust me, man. You didn't hear me. Look what he said when you boast. Have you ever found somebody brag all the time? Lift himself up all the time? "Well, I done done. If it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have happened." You ever heard somebody do that, Brother Man? I want you to hang your finger. Don't leave. I just got to add this in here. Don't leave. Ephesians, I want you to go to Proverbs for me right there. I'm almost through. Yeah, I'm almost through. Go to Proverbs with me for a minute. Proverbs 27. Yeah. Proverbs 27. We ain't gonna hold you long. Proverbs 27 and 1 and 2.
Yeah.
1 and 2. This the Holy Spirit. Yeah. You
must be.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit.
Look what he said, brother. I want you to read yours, too. Look what he said, brother, man. He said, Proverbs 27 and 1, boast not. That's what he said. Thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man. He said, let another man. Let me read it one more time. Let another man praise thee and not thy own mouth. A stranger and not thy own lips. That's what he said now. Now, how you read? Did you read different? So I start talking.
I just want to read like my brother. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Help me, Holy Spirit. It says, let someone else praise you. And
come on, man.
Not your own mouth, an outsider, and not your own lips.
That's it. That's it. I know it's definitely but let me see. When someone says something, now this is how I've been taught now. When someone tells you something about another person and he ain't lifting that person up, you better look at that person. Because if he tells you something, next minute he going to probably be telling somebody about you.
Telling somebody else something about you. There you go, my brother.
Let me do something right here. Because I know we ain't perfect. But let me do something right here. When you hear somebody else say, man, I sure appreciate, like I heard a brother say something yesterday, how he said he see people growth, you know what I'm talking about, and how he admired that, you know what I'm talking about. That's what the kingdom is about. We supposed to lift one another up. We supposed to show each other love. You know what I'm talking about? If the church don't show no love, something wrong, man. You know what I'm talking about? We supposed to lift one another up and be encouraged one another. That's why he said, now it ain't that you know, are you just trying to get some money? Are you trying to be his favorite friend? But no, man, I really learned something from him. I really understood something through him when he talked yesterday. I really heard him praising God. I heard the testimony. That helped me. So that, what you're doing, we're encouraging one another. Don't you know that sends some joy in someone's heart when they feel like somebody has been have you ever went home, Brother Randy?
Yeah.
And your kid just said, man, here come daddy. Here come daddy, you know. Or sometimes they do because you probably going to spank them what they did. So. But sometimes you come home, I can't wait for my daddy to get here. Are we going to go this? Are we going to do this? I love my dad. He takes someone that's lifting you up, especially your house, man. The people in your house, now I know they know you more than we all do sometimes. I don't know why I'm here, but y'all keep praying. So I say this to say this here, that you shouldn't boast on your own self. You shouldn't be trying to lift yourself up. Let the others do this. That's what Proverbs 27, 1 and 2. Now we back over here, man. And I'm going to do one more little scripture and I'm going to be through, y'all. We back over here. And I'm back. I got a bag up because that's the only thing I know how to do. Make sure we got it right. Eight. I'm going to bag up to eight again for by grace. I'm in Ephesians 2 again. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourself. Don't ever forget that. You can't do it without yourself. It has to be through Jesus Christ. It is the gift of God, not of the works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. Well, look what it said. He created Jesus unto a good work. That's what he said. Which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. I love that part, brother. I love that part.
Yeah.
Are you walking in it? Are you walking in it, brother? are you trying to walk in? Because he created us like that through Jesus. He came down to all them generations so you and I could have this time we have right now, bro. I know I'm writing about it because I got this one passage I'm going to be through, brother, man, and it's Romans 6. I want to add something to it, then we can just, you know, y'all can do how you want to. I just want to I want to introduce that law a little bit different, because we don't, even though people say we're not under the law, but because the reason why Jesus said he fulfilled it, because God looked at us through Jesus through the law. You know what I'm talking about? He looked at Jesus through the law for us, because he covered it all. He did it all. Yeah, Romans 6. We're gonna back up a little bit. Let me see. That started 12. Come on. We're gonna do that. Romans 6 and 12. And we're gonna start right there. He said, "Let not sin." Say again.
Seen something up top that looked. Come on,
nah,
I was just looking at something. Come on,
man. He said, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that, let me say, are alive." And from death, dead. Look what it says, "Your members are instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin should not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace." Look what he said now. Mm-hmm. "What then shall we sin? Should we sin?" Look what he said. "Because we are not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself as a servant to obey." He said, "His servant ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness." Look what he said right here. This is what I'm at. Right? "But God be thanks." Look what he said. "That you were the servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart, that from the doctrine which is delivered." He said, "Delivered to you, then be made free from sin. You become the servant of righteousness." Now, I read all that because I want to bring it all together, because a lot of folks don't believe that the scripture just said what it said. He said, "Yes, no, we're not living into that." He said, "But where we are, that right today, if you're a believer, if you're living into sin, you then lend your members over to that. Now you let it reign in your life. Now it controls you." He said, no, God forbid that you stay in sin. He didn't say you could do this. He said, "But how you get over that sin, how many you try resisting?" And he said, "Yield yourself." That's what he said in 16. You have to yield yourself. You have to look at that and stop. Say, "Man, I don't want to do this no more. I don't desire to lie. I don't desire to cheat. I don't desire to be a busybody. I don't desire to cover my neighbor's house. I don't. And you know I do that, don't you, right? Man, you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't allow myself to get myself entangled up with been lusting after somebody's wife or husband. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't allow myself to put my mind in that world, because if I stay there long enough, I'm gonna want it.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna want that same thing, brother. I'm gonna desire for that same thing. That's why I had to go to Romans, because Romans made it so plain to that he said, "No, God forbid that you stay in the sin. You're not under the law, but grace kept you. Grace is keeping us right now. There's nothing that we can do so good in this whole body to make it in. It has to be through God. It has to be through His Son Jesus Christ." That's why I'm gonna leave you with today, brother. That God have you and hold you and keep you is my prayer, because you cannot do it without God. You cannot face this trial without Jesus Christ. He wants us. He truly wants us to be with Him. He didn't do all that for nothing. He truly wants us to die and go to heaven. Watch this here. Death is not bad. We need to quit making it so like it sounds so funny. You know what make it terrible? When you leave this thing, you don't know him. That's when it gets terrible. But if you know him before you left, you all right. What's somebody talking about? "Well, man, you just read this while ago. If you heard me, I'm telling you now, it's going to have to be through your faith in Jesus Christ. A lot of this stuff you're trying to keep on, talking about holding on to these commandments, and brother, you broke every one of them. Once you broke one, you broke them all. So you have to, as you have to believe in the death and the resurrection. And let me tell you something. You can't fall out of the will of God. Scripture said, I said I was through this, man. I did say I was through this. Can I read one more scripture, yo? You can't fall out of the will.
I read, let the Holy Spirit move, my brother.
I said I was through, man. Let's look at Hebrews right quick. I'm going to be through for sure. I'm going to promise you. And he said, I go to Baptist preaching. Now, he always saying he's through. He keep on going, though. Look, watch this. Look at this here. 10. I'm just going to read one scripture, man. Just one scripture. 10. Hebrews 10:26. Now, this is the book. I didn't make it up. I got it out of the book, you know. I know I said one more scripture.
This look real familiar over here. This look real familiar. Come on.
What I'm saying is Hebrews 10:26. Look what it says. Now, I'm just reading out the book now. It says, for we, look at it, for if we sin willingly after, now look at here, that we have received the knowledge of truth. Look what the Bible said. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. I just read out the book like that, verbatim. If you're willingly doing something, earlier in the over in Romans, it said, if you yield your body to that temptation or that sin, now you allow God to what? Separate himself from you. The only way you're going to come back to God, you have to repent and stop doing it. But the, over here in the Hebrews said, if you're willingly doing it, you lose the sacrifice of sin. That's what how you read, brother man? Did you follow along?
It says right here, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
You might be going to read 28 since you read 27. Come on.
It says, anyone who rejects the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Oh, help
yes, sir.
Holy Spirit. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them. Oh, help me. Oh, it's a meeting here, Brother Eric. And who has insulted the Spirit of grace.
Insulted. So we know. Come on. But we know. Go on, go on.
So we know who said it is mine to avenge. I will repay. Again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah.
The Lord will judge his people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Okay.
Remember those early days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed and exhorted to insult and prosecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the complications of your property because you know that yourself had better and lasting possessions. Let's meet it here, brother. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
There you go.
You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
Come on, man.
For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Yeah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Now.
See, you done got me to eating now, Brother Eric. I can't take it when I get to eating. I keep on going until I get full. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get full time soon, so you got to stop me, man.
Yeah.
You got to pull the plate away from me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me read them last two verses since you full. Look what it says. He says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Ooh, Lord. But we are not of them who draw back unto the prediction. Look what he said. But them that believe to saving of the soul. Man, don't turn back from God. Once you have gotten a taste of the Lord, once you got the knowledge of God, understand this sweet Holy Spirit, don't let nobody hold you to no sin. Man, if you fell off, sisters and brothers, you can get back on board. You can get back. I don't care what nobody says. You can get back on board and ask God for some strength and ask God to forgive you. You know what I'm talking about? And he is a just God. The Bible says he reigns on the just and unjust alike. So he's going to be fair, like Brother Randy was talking about. He's going to be fair. If you wrong, what you say? You reap what you sow? God is not mocked. It's still in the book, man. Now, Brother Randy, that's all I have, man. I just wanted to bring that to the table, you know. You know, I got this here, man. I got this here, man. This that ain't work. I got this here. I got it, man. It don't look like I got it, but I got it.
Hallelujah. Here. Oh, I feel good. Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get him up all over this building. Now, while you got him up, I just need to see the hand of those that know that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them in the air. Come on, all over this building. Come on. Now, while you got him up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle that God did for you. Come on. And just begin to praise him all over this place tonight. Anybody know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will
deliver.
And if you in all time, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here. Somebody go get a breakthrough. Oh yes. Listen. I'm getting ready to name a few things.
I just want to pay a little bit of that, brother. God will deliver. You know, I don't care where you're in your life. He will deliver. And you know what? I heard the songwriter said, on time. On time. You know, hey, Brother Red, I don't know where you want to go with it, but you can open it up if anybody want to have something to say. If anybody want prayer. If anybody want prayer. If they want to testify, maybe they just want to say thank you, Jesus. You know, it's a good time to do it now. You know, we want to offer up that time, you know, to give you that opportunity to do that, you know. Maybe you might didn't understand the lesson, you know, some scripture you want us to touch again, we can do that too as well. You know, it's a good time to do it right now. You know, if you want to do it, you can hit the one button. We'll bring you on in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hometown. My God, deliver. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, okay, then. That is the tickle your fancy. What about prayer? Once again, testimony. Once again, I just want to wave your hand. You can hit the one button. But if not, we're going to pray and get out of here. All right.
I'm not.
All right. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the words that went up, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that everything was said and it was misunderstood, it wasn't properly handled right. We just ask, let your Holy Spirit go forth and touch our heart to open it up to understanding of pleasing of your word, Lord. Lord, we just ask you and we just thank you, Father God, for your ever-present on this show, Lord. We thank you for the ones that came out just to want to hear, Lord. Just going to go a little farther to start their day out, Lord. Lord, if there's any trials and tribulations set before them, Lord, give them strength, Lord, to go through, Lord. Because some things we ask to remove, Lord, you want us to go through, to be learned and get taught, Lord. So, Lord, give strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We truly believe in you, Lord. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit is always be on this show, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
What you got? You got a song, Brother Randy? You can get us out with?
Yeah. Let me, I got something for it. Hold on.
And so